actually looking at these screenshots, it would not be pretty cool. It's a fucking nightmare.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's loneliest podcast. Yeah, I'm bringing that back for this episode. You just got me again for another quickie. Andy is gone. He's in Kansas City. And Tam hates us. So, that's how it is. Hopefully, we'll get everyone back next week. I hope. I really hope. Because Tam hasn't been here in like a month, and Andy's been here once in the past month or something like that. So, yeah. And then I'm going to be gone in 2 weeks. I'm thinking about maybe trying to do a podcast from my hotel room via Skype, but yeah, I don't fucking know, guys. I don't know. So I'm playing Rainbow Six Siege a lot, doing a lot of the situations, doing them on hard as much as I can. I guess I shouldn't say that. I'm only going to do them on hard. I'm not going to go back to normal. And so far, I've been able to beat them all on hard. I'm on the second to last one. And yes, I'm including the fact that there's an extra one after you beat them all. So I'm on the second to last one, which unfortunately is the one I'm the worst at, which is extracting a hostage. I had a really tough time doing that. It was like the fourth to last mission. Sorry. I tried to do that. I tried to extract the hostage. God, I had such a fucking hard time doing that. I ended up taking like 2 evenings trying to do it. And I eventually just learned where everyone was and just started taking everyone out. And then last night on my first try, I got it. And then I moved on to the next mission, which was a defensive mission with a hostage, and I got that on my first try. So I was on a roll last night. Then we played some terrorist hunt, and I think I did pretty well. So everything went pretty well with that. I have not played Skyrim the past week, which is disappointing. So I need to get back on that horse. Civ 6 comes out in just a couple weeks, so I guarantee I will have a bunch on that, because I will be playing the hell out of that. That is probably all I got for my games this week. Nothing too special. Nothing like last week where I had some news, but let's get into gaming news. Let's make this one a quickie.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more.
I need it!
This is gaming news.
So, did you know gaming came out with a Gears of War episode? And everyone should go watch it because it's really cool. But one of the coolest things from it is that Bill Gates apparently loves the Lancer, the chainsaw gun, which is great because apparently they kind of pressured them to change it or remove it, but he did like it, so that's cool. I like it too, so that's awesome. I do like in the video how they bring up the fact that the gore in it is supposed to be kind of campy, like Evil Dead, and I was looking at it, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, that is like Evil Dead, so that was interesting. That was cool. The hackers that took down PlayStation Network over Christmas 2014 have been arrested. They were the ones that were using the direct denial of service attacks on the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live. The group didn't exactly hide its identity, confirming that it was Lizard Squad on Twitter. The United States Department of Justice has released a statement with the names of the two hackers involved with Lizard Squad, Zachary Buchta from the U.S. and Bradley J. Willem van Roy from the Netherlands, both 19-year-olds, will be charged with conspiracy to damage protected computers. Yeah. Don't give yourselves up if you're doing this, friggin' nerds. Yeah, it was us. We're the Lizard Squad. Like, you're gonna get caught. Most likely, because you don't have anonymity. Jesus. Another Pokemon Go update is on the way. It's going to overhaul gyms. Slowly but surely, Pokemon Go is getting features. Niantic has revealed that the upcoming patch will specifically alter the way gyms work in the game, which is a twofold process. Firstly, you can bring 6 Pokemon, instead of the weird solo requirement, into a training fight to help boost your gym's level. But the real kicker, the game will employ a level scaling system. So even if you're going into a hardcore 2,000-plus led gym as a casual player, you can still train with your lesser Pokemon. There's no timetable for this change, much like anything with Pokemon Go, but it's another change. So that's coming. Hopefully they bring back footsteps, and I would like them to introduce Gen 2 so I have something to catch because I am bored as shit. Japan made a horse dating game. If you remember Hatiful Boyfriend, that was a pigeon dating game. Well, you can now play Uma no Prinsu-sama, which roughly translates to the horse prince. So be on the lookout for that. Date a horse. Be pretty cool. Actually, looking at these screenshots, it would not be pretty cool. It's a fucking nightmare. Oculus Touch, $200, shipping in December. So the controllers for the Oculus Touch, they kind of slip over your hands and they can detect your individual finger movements precisely enough that you get a convincing sense of immersion while waving your hands around in virtual reality. They're coming out this December. They're going to cost $200. Oculus announced that the price point today during live stream and also honed in on a release date. Pre-orders October 10th. So, of the date of this recording, that's tomorrow, Monday. Monday, October 10th is when you can start pre-ordering those things. So, get in on that. And now here is a story I really wish Andy was here for. Skyrim and Fallout 4 will get mods on PS4. But there's a catch. Sony has informed us they will not approve any user mods the way they should work, where users can do anything they want for either Fallout 4 or Skyrim Special Edition. Now that seemed to be the end of it. But they are allowing mods, but you cannot use external assets with your PlayStation 4 mods, sorry. You'll be able to use any assets that come with the game. So there's going to be a lot that you can't do. They're not going to be really able to add a lot of new content to the game because you can't use any outside content. So no outside voice acting, no outside textures or models. You know, things like the Macho Man mod for basically every game in existence since mods came out. You can't use that because that's an external sound clip, the Macho Man, so. So they get mods, but very hampered mods that are a little disappointing. But doesn't matter to me, because I am a PC master race. Alrighty, that'll do it for gaming. Let's go ahead. Oh my god, who keeps opening and closing the garage door? Jesus Christ. I sound like the biggest fucking nerd doing his own podcast right now.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is Technology News.
Please assume the position.
Microsoft wants to ruin MS Paint by making it useful. Yesterday, a Twitter user named Walking Cat posted what they claim is a video preview to the changes Microsoft has in store for its ancient drawing program. It's slick, hip, functional, and absolutely terrible. That's how they put it. So, MS Paint is apparently getting some usefulness. Cool. German lawmakers vote to ban the internal combustion engine. That sounds nuts, but let's get into it. Germany's Spiegel magazine reported this morning that the country's top legislative body was able to reach a bipartisan agreement that hopes to allow only zero-emission vehicles on EU roads in 14 years. For the resolution to be instituted across Europe, it will have to be approved by the EU, but according to Forbes, German regulations traditionally have shaped EU regulations. Greens Party lawmaker Oliver Krischer told Spiegel, if the Paris Agreement to curb climate warming emissions is to be taken seriously, no new combustion engine cars should be allowed on the road after 2030. The resolution calls on EU automakers to review the current practices of taxation and dues with regards to stimulation of emission-free mobility, creating a tougher tax burden that can encourage manufacturers to push electric vehicles into production sooner rather than later. So that's a huge step forward. And I guess at some point, someone's going to have to do it. I mean, if we're really going to move towards less emissions or zero emissions and use electric cars with the technology that's improving steadily, basically every day, at some point, there has to be a huge step forward, and this could be it. So, really interesting. At a distance of 4.2 light years away, Proxima B is the closest potentially habitable Earth-like planet outside our solar system. New research suggests that the distant orb could be covered in water. So it's a water world. The planet has a mass about 1.3 times that of Earth. It sits in a tight orbit, approximately a tenth of the distance of Mercury to the Sun. But that's not necessarily a problem, because Proxima B's hottest star, Proxima Centauri, is about 1,000 times weaker than our Sun. So that places it within the habitable zone. Pretty cool. That's one thing I was born too early for. Space travel. Alrighty, so that's all we got for technology news. Let's go ahead and move on to news. Get this over with. I gotta be honest. I'm still sad. I'm sad that everyone's gone. I'm lonely, crushingly lonely.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood, who you gonna
call? Three-hit combo.
All right, brawl broke out at Chuck E. Cheese in Florida, as you would expect. A 16-year-old who captured the melee on her phone said one brawler told her the fighting started because one person was looking at them and instigating a problem. They went up to them and their families got involved. If you look at this video, it is just extremely disappointing to watch these people fucking fight. The store manager acted quickly and local police were contacted to arrive immediately. So, Jesus. Alright, we got clown news. Man allegedly fires AR-15 to scare dog walker he mistook for a clown. A man accused of shooting an AR-15 into the air near a woman walking her dog allegedly did so because he mistook her for a clown. I wonder if her makeup was just, like, painted on. That's why he thought she was a clown. Police in Kentucky say Adam Tingle's wife told him she saw a clown outside, and he yelled at the person in question. The Kentucky Standard reported on this past Saturday, when the person didn't react, he allegedly fired one shot into the air to scare them off, and his wife called 911. Apparently, the clown was actually a woman walking her dog. Tingle was charged with second-degree endangerment. Wanton endangerment. What the fuck even is that? See, if I had my partners here, they could Google that. So watch out for clowns. By the way, walking around as a clown is not illegal, so don't shoot at them. I know they're trying to be a little spooky, but just chill out. Eagle cam captures Bigfoot or something else walking around. I'm going to have to go with the or something else. But this was in Beulah, Michigan, at the Platte River State Fish Hatchery. The cam catches something walking around, and I gotta say, look this up. Please look this up. You see Bigfoot if you want to see Bigfoot. This could be literally anything. It's just a bunch of pixels. So, some people really want to find Bigfoot, and then everything becomes Bigfoot. So... Alright, so that is it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. Yes, I know it was short. Yes, I know it was not the wacky, zany time that you have come to know from the podcast, because it was just me. Just me, pretty impromptu, doing this podcast. So, I promise we will get people back on this podcast and actually have some fun, rather than just try and crank these things out so it doesn't seem like we died. So, remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, and email us, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So, for only me, this is me, signing out.